Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
What would I do if I knew I could not fail? I believe, would the wind always fill up my sail? How far could I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and in the heart of a seed, are there miracles in you and me? If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge, where fools and dreamers dare to tread. Never lose faith, even when losing my way.
What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do? returning my awareness to the one. I recognize that one presence, that one source, that one life. This that we call God, Spirit, the Divine, it is everywhere present, in and through and as all of creation. It is that one source creating and recreating anew in and through and as all of life. It holds and abides in and through all beings. It is all that I am, the very life, the very breath of my breath. And so I recognize this as the truth of each and every one hearing this word. I recognize it as the truth of all sentient beings. This one creator is living and breathing, creating and recreating through each and every one of us. It is that that is creating new right now in the turning of this new year, expressing, guiding, directing all that there is. And so I know that we are held in this sweet presence. I know that we are guided, supported, sustained by this one life. And that I know that it is with us always. And so I accept this as an ever-growing experience, touching, awakening, enlivening us, inspiring us to hear and to see and to express anew. And I rest in this knowing. Knowing that it is known, it is done by this one itself. I simply give great thanks for this call home in prayer. And I let go into this one intelligence, this one presence itself. I let go. I let this be. And so it is. Amen. Hello, I'm Ruth Barnhart, a minister at our center. Here is today's affirmation from our Wisdom and Vision Book of Prayers. I am one with the living spirit. My life is the creation of spirit. The wisdom of spirit finds its expression through me. The peace and the loving essence of spirit are alive in me right now. And so it is.
Hello. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa's virtual Sunday celebration. I'm Tara Steele, the community minister at the center. Whether it is your first time in our community or you have been here for years, in our sanctuary and in our virtual space, you are welcome here. Our website provides information on who we are and what we believe. It also details the many ways you can join in with meditation, in classes, in discussion groups, and so much more. Just go to our website, www.cslsr.org. We are moving full speed ahead into the new year. You may remember when Reverend Russ LeGear was here last fall. People appreciated his talk on forgiveness and wondered if he might return. Yes, he will be here on Sunday, January 31st, speaking and leading a workshop. You'll hear more details in the announcements at the end of the service. Coming up this Wednesday, Wednesday Night Live debuts with Dr. David Ault as our first guest. He'll offer some thoughts on practical mysticism and practical spirituality. More details after the talk, so please stay tuned. There's a sense that we're turning a corner as we move into the new year. You have encouraged us with your presence, your comments, your financial generosity. It lifts us up, every bit of it. Thank you for that support. It makes what we do possible and worthwhile. In just a few minutes after some music, you will hear our guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Raymond Anderson. As a lifelong learner with a passion for self-development, personal transformation, transmutation, and self-awakening, he lives his bliss as a teacher, mentor, speaker, minister, and more. He currently serves as the senior minister of the Center for Spiritual Living, Greater Baltimore. Dr. Ray's mission is to live, move, and be an active member of society who serves to educate, elucidate, emancipate, awaken, and empower people and communities. His bio imparts a bit of the enthusiasm and inspiration Dr. Ray brings to his ministry and his life. You may also recognize him as the person who added the beauty of American Sign Language to the Global Vision video. I am delighted that you will have the opportunity to experience Reverend Dr. Raymond Anderson. So please, settle in, take a breath, and know that you are welcome in our community.
What we haven't got, we've got everything we need, and the proof can be found springing from the ground. There's a mighty tree from just a little seed. No, what we want here is to be very clear and put our heart's desire first till we make up our mind. We're sure to find the questioning voice of the universe, asking what is your intention? What do you want to do? Tell me what is your intention? What can I do for you? Tell me intention. What do you wanna be? And what? Just tell me what will set you free. Well, you don't need to know just how it's gonna go. Give the details up for now. When there's nothing between you and your dream, that's more important than the when, where, or how. 'Cause life's a precious coal, an ember in our soul, waiting to become a fire. And no matter the choice, there's always a voice saying, I can give you more than you can desire. Tell me what is your intention? What do you want to do? Tell me what is your intention? What can I do for you? Tell me what is your intention? What do you want to be? And what? Will make you free. Do it here, ask it now, make it clear just exactly how. And tell me what is your intention? What do you want to do? What can I do for you? Tell me what is your intention? What do you wanna be? And what, just tell me what will bring you peace? Or tell me what, just tell me what will make you free.
Namaste and greetings, CSL Santa Rosa. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you celebrating and recognizing this brand new year with all of you. It is an amazing opportunity, but first I must give a special shout out to my role model, my mentor, my superhero, Reverend Dr. Edward Fulyun. Hola, mi hermano. So we got to start there. Got to jump in with the gratitude, folks. Okay, so let's breathe. Let's breathe because it's 2021. We had an amazing, interesting 2020. Talk about 2020 vision. Ooh, what do we see clearly now? I mean, I can see clearly now the year has gone. I remember all the obstacles that were in our way. Gonna move forward now because we're in 2021 and we're starting off with timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision. Ooh. So let's jump in. Let's jump right in. But I have to start off with this idea first because what does it matter if we have timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision if we're not really paying attention to what it means to receive the torch and then pass the torch? What does it matter if Ernest Holmes had this amazing teaching or Emma Curtis Hopkins or 27 years ago? What difference does it matter if anybody in the past had this amazing teaching and philosophy to transform and change lives and live their authentic, most divine, spiritually magnificent selves if we're not doing it? Like if we're just going to say, well, Ernest Holmes was a great guy and he was really powerful. And so was Emma Curtis Hopkins. And so was Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. And so were, and so were, and so were, and so on and so on. Well, okay. Yeah, they did it. But if we're not walking the walk and we're not walking the talk and we're not taking on the torch of this evolutionary vision and timeless wisdom so that future generations in this world that works for all, so that future generations are benefiting from this teaching, then what are we doing? We're keeping all of our power, our light under a bushel. We are keeping our teaching and philosophy as the best kept secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. We don't want anybody to know we're here. Shh. Like, for real, if we're not receiving the torch and then passing the torch, then what are we doing? So it really doesn't matter what the fundamentals, the principles, and teachings are if we are not applying them and moving forward with them. What difference does it matter if it's crossing cultural and spiritual traditions and paths if we're not applying it and benefiting from it and then passing the torch on to others? If we're not actively engaged on a daily basis with taking that which is timeless and bringing it into the time of when we wake up to when we go to sleep. If we are not bringing the evolutionary vision into our regularly planned and regularly scheduled day, then what point is the teaching? Right. And we all know you wouldn't be in CSL Santa Rosa because I know what y'all do. I met some of y'all in Chapala, so I know how powerful y'all are. And I know Reverend Dr. Edward. So come on, folks. I know. So 2021, we are all being called into a new level of knowing, a new level of practicing a new level of engaging and staying open, remaining open, engaging the open at the top concept. Because if it's going to be a world that works for all, then the time is now, and we are those who are called. The clarion call and the quickening of this movement, the quickening of this teaching, the quickening of is right here, right now, and we are it. So before we jump into more deeply what timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision is, I want to start off with an analogy, this idea of think of a skyscraper. Like, bring to mind whatever huge skyscraper comes to mind. I mean, it could be New York City and the Empire State Building. It could be Freedom Tower. It could be one of those huge skyscrapers in Saudi Arabia, or, you know, one of the skyscrapers in Chicago. Just whatever. Bring the structure to mind. And recognize that as tall as you can see from the ground up, recognize that in order for that to go taller and higher, it must be grounded deeper and more powerfully underground. So here we are. Our timeless wisdom for whatever it is that we are building up, for whatever we are creating that is visible to the eye above ground, we must be grounded in beneath the surface. So what we are creating in form must be grounded and anchored deeply and powerfully in the formless. We must anchor in truth and know and practice it in a far deeper way than we may be accustomed to or have done in the past. You know, a lot of people do the whole manifesting parking spaces and princes and princesses and whatever, whatever it is, that stuff, right? Which is all great. Green lights and great. But in order for us to manifest a world that works for all, it takes a lot more than just that elementary level of. We are now being invited to a level of calculus, metaphysical calculus, where we are bringing the timeless wisdom that is deep and solid in our grounding, because it wouldn't still be here if not. We wouldn't know that it works. We wouldn't be in CSL. We wouldn't do what we do if we didn't know. So now we are being invited to synthesize it into every aspect of our lives. There's a passage in the Bible that says, when the people have no vision, they perish. So what is our vision? Our vision is a world that works for all. Our vision is recognizing and bringing humanity to its spiritual magnificence. If that is our vision and we have it, then it is time for us to not only live, but to thrive based upon that vision in how we manifest it and bring it into being. What does it mean to be open at the top? Are we engaged in the evolutionary process, the evolutionary vision, you know, our global vision for the movement has a variety of statements. One of them is we see a world in which every person lives in alignment with his or her or their highest spiritual principle, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and action. That's a lot. But are we day by day, breath by breath, thought by thought, feeling by feeling, action by action, walking the walk, treating and moving our feet to bring that vision into concretized, individualized, incarnated experience? We envision a world in which we live and grow as one global family. A global family that respects and honors the interconnectedness of all life. Well, if that's what we envision, then this idea of racism, sexism, homophobia, othering, xenophobia, etc., must become a thing of the past, which means our daily thinking, speaking, feeling, moving, and being in the world must do so in a way where we recognize that that has outlived its purpose. Ernest Holmes says, I believe that these things, these conditions, etc., are as real as they need to be. If the person is sad, they cry. If this person is in pain, then they grieve and they're in pain and they are to be treated accordingly. We do not bypass and we do not see it as an illusion. It is as real as it needs to be. But the question is, does that reality need to stay a reality? Are we ready to evolve, shift, and grow beyond that idea that we once held as the norm? Are we ready to move past that? What does it mean for us to live out loud, to live unapologetically, to allow the full expression of spirit that is breathing this breath? We believe in God, the living spirit, almighty, one, indestructible, absolute, self-existent. It is all there is, and it is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It's all there is. There is only one mind, and that mind is God. So God's mind, my mind, is thinking these thoughts. There is no external God's will that I am trying to live in alignment with. The will that I live by is God's will. Because law is always saying, yes, there is only one life, and that life is God. So that life is breathing this breath in through and as me. That life, the one life, is living, moving, and having its beingness in your thoughts, in your words, in your breath, in your heartbeat, in all that you are. It is divine and sacred. Are we tapping into the timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision that recognizes this moment by moment, day by day? Because if we're not, then we are doing ourselves a huge disservice. Paramahansa Yogananda said, most energy moves through space in a spiral form. A ubiquitous motif in the microcosmic and microscopic architecture of the universe. We believe that that which God is ever evolving and ever expanding consciousness. A spiral. Where on that spiral are we? And are we trying to move up the spiral and jump back down? Because that was comfortable. How I lived yesterday was comfortable. How you know, the good old days of 1973. I remember when, because it's comfortable. And in order to step into what it means to apply and live timeless evolutionary vision, then it means we must become new. We must be different people with different thoughts. We must shift, die to the old, and move into the new. In Ephesians, in the Bible, 3:20, verse 3:20, says, there is a power at work within us that is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Doesn't that sound very familiar to what Ernest Holmes says when he says there is a power for good in the world and you can use it? Are we allowing that power to be what it is as us? Are we allowing that power to have its way with us? Or are we so accustomed to the wisdom or lack thereof? I put the wisdom in quotes, the wisdom of precedent rather than the wisdom of principle. Because we say we are not bound by precedent. So we know that what was doesn't have to be what we are bound by today. Just because I was raped or molested as a child doesn't mean I have to still live by that today. Because if I still live by the confines of the trauma of that today, then I'm stuck in whatever age that was. 5 years old, 8 years old, 12, 13, 15. Like, I'm stuck in each of those time periods, forever reliving them. But timeless wisdom says, no, you are not bound by principle. You are not bound by precedent. Sorry, you're not bound by precedent. Just because that is what happened doesn't mean you have to continue to play the record, Continue to play the record. Continue to play the record. Continue to play the record. You don't have to continue. You can take it off so it doesn't continue to skip. And you can change the record. For those who know what records are, there may be some people there who are young enough to not know what a record is. To change the record and put an entirely different symphony on and be the soundtrack of our lives. We get to choose how we are going to live, move, and have our being. That's what it means to set and design a new blueprint. I do not have to live by the blueprint of the home, of how I live, of the thoughts I once thought. I could think a thought I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuff and my heart all full of pain, because I would know that there is spirit and that spirit is moving in through and as all that I am and all that I do. And when we anchor into that, and that is the key to how we practice and how we move and live and have our beingness moment by moment. Because that's the key. Moment by moment, when the trigger happens, because we're going to be triggered. Whatever the trigger is, I don't care what it is. It could be trauma from past. It could be family. Like Ram Dass says, you want to know how enlightened you are? Spend a weekend with the family. Like it could be family. It could be the news. It could be politics. It could be anything. Facebook, Instagram. Doesn't matter what the trigger is. When the trigger happens, recognize it for what it is, an opportunity to evolve, an opportunity to anchor, an opportunity to settle, an opportunity to tap into the timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision that has been established and grounded through the predecessors and the legacy that we have been given forever and ever and ever into this moment right now. Because I say forever and ever, because that which Ernest Holmes learned, knew, meditated on, and developed existed beyond time. There is only that which God is. And we recognize, we say in our Declaration of Principles, our declaration of what we believe in the direct revelation of truth through our intuitive and spiritual nature, and that anyone may become a revealer of truth who lives in close contact with this indwelling, all-dwelling God. So Ernest Holmes was living in that way, in close contact with the truth that is beyond time, is not bound by time. It is timeless wisdom itself. And so how do we bring that wisdom into this moment when the trigger happens? How do we embody it? How do we share it? How do we bring it to family, friends, and community? How do we live in such a way that we understand what it means, that we believe that heaven is within us and that we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it, and that we will not only experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it, that we will experience and express it, manifest it, and demonstrate it as an external thing. We will bring heaven into the concretized incarnate experience here on earth, so that our children's children will read about war in history books as a thing of the past, because it is a world that works for all. They will read about, did you know that in the early 2020s, there was a thing called racism, sexism, and homophobia? And they will say, wow, granddad, grandma, how did you ever? Well, what we did was we anchored in spiritual practice. We walked the walk. We chose to get into good trouble and necessary trouble because we wade in the water. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the waters. Those waters that are troubled are the waters where healing exists. Are we willing to step into the healing waters of good trouble, bringing timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision into each of the moments in each interaction, each conversation, each email, each phone call, each bill that we bless and send, in each everything that we, each breath, each prayer, each hug and each handshake, each mask that we wear until such time as that is not necessary. When we bring timeless wisdom and evolutionary vision into each of these moments, then we will know, we will recognize, and we will live in accordance to a world that works for all. The vision will need to be recast, because that vision will be what we are living. That vision will be what we are being. That vision will be an incarnated experience for all. And then we'll need to recast a new vision, because we understand and we recognize that we believe that all of these things, conditions, that we believe we will be emancipated from every discord of every nature, and that this is sure to be attained by all. And so let us anchor in prayer, recognizing and knowing that all forms of discord, all forms of dis-ease, disharmony, disillusionment, we release them and let them go and anchor into this breath. This breath, recognizing that we are not breathing ourselves. We are not saving this breath for a rainy day. We are not breathing for tomorrow or rebreathing yesterday, but only breathing this moment right here and right now. This present breath anchors us into this present moment where we surrender and let God breathe itself as each one of us. And it is from this place of surrender and this place of presence in the present that I speak what I know. God in me, as me, is me. And what is true for me is true for everyone hearing these words, either live now on Sunday or the recording later. God in me, as me, is me. There is only that which God is, an infinite circle whose circumference is nowhere, whose center is everywhere. Therefore, precisely where I am, the center of God is. Precisely where each person is, the center of God is. Life itself, love itself, centered, grounded, living, moving, and being each individualized expression. And knowing this, then I know that the timeless wisdom of spirit must be right where each center of God is as well, because there cannot be a place where there is timeless wisdom as God and another place where it's timed, not wisdom, but timed intelligence. Like, that doesn't exist. It can't exist. There can only be the infinite powerful presence of the all that is in, through, and as each being, each person, each tree, each dog, each cat, each blade of grass, each apple, each lemon, each house, each everything, to such a degree that when I see a bird fly, I know that this is God seeing itself taking flight. That when I feel the breeze, I know that this is God feeling the brush of the embrace of spirit, reminding this incarnation, be cool, be refreshed, be relaxed. I anchor and celebrate this knowing, this awareness, because I know that that which God is, I am. I am that which God is in this ever-evolving, ever-expanding consciousness. And it is the gratitude that I feel, the power and the presence, the emotion that I bring to this, because I know that my tongue, my expression, has the power of life and death in it. So I speak life and life affirmingness, not simply for myself, but for every incarnation of God. I speak the abundance and the power and the health and the well-being that I know that 2021 right here, right now is being and bringing more and more of itself to, through, and as each person, each presence of God, each individualized incarnation. And I celebrate in gratitude knowing this power, this presence, this love, this joy, this divine spiritual magnificence, this evolutionary vision showing itself in, through, and as each body, each thought, each word, each feeling, each way the hands serve, and each way the body walks the walk. So in this moment of groundedness, I surrender this treatment because I know that these words are not simply the words of Reverend Dr. Raymond Anderson, but that they are words of spirit speaking about itself, through itself, and now into the law of itself. That means this prayer is already fully formed and fully functioning in the mind of God. That means this prayer is already done. And knowing it is done, I surrender it and allow it to be. I step back and marvel at the magnificent way that God shows up in, through, and as a world that works for all. And so it is. Namaste and blessings, my beloved family. Take care. Happy New Year. See you soon in person. Love you. Take care.
Hello, I'm Mary Ann Granary. I'm a longtime member and a first-year trustee here at the Center. I'm here today to share some opportunities to participate in our vibrant community as the new year begins. Have you decided which class you'd like to take during the winter term? There's a variety to choose from. Get to know the teacher of teachers in Emma Curtis Hopkins. Explore the role of the mind in healing and other aspects of life in mental equivalence. And there's many more classes to choose from. I enrolled and bought my books online at the website, and it was so easy. Today is the last day to take advantage of the early bird discount. Classes begin the week of January 12th. As Reverend Tara mentioned, we're starting the new year with some new offerings. Here's a couple I'm really excited about. At Wednesday Night Live this coming week, Dr. David Ault offers his deep dive into how to practice our teaching of oneness. If you haven't experienced Dr. Ault, I encourage you to attend. If you have, you know why I'm saying that. After his talk, there will be a chance to ask questions, and the conversation begins at 7 p.m. Reverend Russ LeGear is our guest speaker on the last Sunday of January. He'll facilitate a workshop, Set Your Whole Self Free. Notice the emphasis on whole. Reverend Russ says, attendees will learn how to hack their body to minimize their fight, flight, and freeze responses. I think we could all use that about now. Plan to attend on Sunday, January 31st from 1 to 3 p.m. Details on these and all the other center offerings are available on our website, www.csslsr.org. Small groups continue to meet online. You can find out more information on the online bulletin. This evening at Sunday Evening Conversations, practitioner Maggie Cole asks the question, wisdom, where does it come from? The gathering begins at 7 p.m. Lunchtime Learning has a new focus this month, Mark Nepo's The Book of the Soul. Reverend Tara and Reverend Joyce Kinzel will facilitate the first four parts of this book that offers 52 paths to living what matters. No need to register. Attend Wednesdays in January, 12 noon to 1 p.m. I hope to see you at one of these events. Is there something unsettled in your awareness? Are you seeking a reminder about the truth of who you are? Is there something you want to celebrate? Then free confidential after-service prayer may be just what you need. To receive prayer, leave at the end of this broadcast and go to the special link for after-service prayer. Our prayer practitioners look forward to supporting you in knowing your best and highest good. Be sure to stay to the end of the broadcast for our beautiful closing song. Thank you again for your presence.
Hey there, CSL Santa Rosa. It's Reverend Russ, and I'm really excited to invite you to my workshop, Set Your Whole Self Free, that's happening on January 31st from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. And in this workshop, we're going to look at our defense mechanisms. You might be wondering, why do I care about my defense mechanisms? Well, if you've ever been in one of those situations, maybe it was an argument, maybe it was some other kind of conflict, whatever it might be, and you wonder to yourself at the end of it, who was I in that? That did not feel like me. It felt like something else was taking control of me. This is the workshop for you because those are your defense mechanisms. And so we're going to dive into looking at the different kinds of defense mechanisms. There's going to be some group work so that we can sort of peel back the layers of the onion of our psyche so that we can better understand how we show up in stressful situations. There's going to be some amazing spiritual practices at the end, too, so that you can walk away with tools that you can use to continue to grow your understanding of how you show up in the world. And so know there's only 20 slots available in this workshop, so please sign up soon. And I really look forward to seeing your beautiful faces come January 31st. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Manuela DeYoung, and I recently took a class at the center called Self-Mastery. My main takeaways from the class are that I'm really incorporating the Four Agreements into my life, and those are from the book The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I have to say that even though I had read that book twice previously on my own, it was much different reading the text and discussing it in small group and in dyads, and I just learned so much more. And my second takeaway is to ask myself the question, why am I thinking what I'm thinking? And I am pausing to do that more and more in my daily life since the class ended last month in mid-November. I'm so thankful to our wonderful teachers, Megan Rooney and Kevin Villian, who facilitated such an amazing atmosphere of unconditional positive regard and unconditional love via the Zoom platform. And I can't wait to meet all of my virtual classmates in person once the pandemic is over.
And I thank you, God.